Hi, we're so glad you're back for more inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. With us from Ballin, Missouri is Brian Webster. He is sharing his lift, A Different Way to Look at Healing.
Jesus didn't have the power to heal, and yet his healing record is unparalleled. So what was he doing? He gave the entire credit to God, who is also known in Christian Science as Divine Mind. The founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, explains it this way. That individual is the best healer who asserts himself the least, and thus becomes a transparency for the Divine Mind, who is the only physician. The Divine Mind is the scientific healer. So Jesus wasn't exerting any special power of his own. He was actually unexerting himself. Jesus demonstrated that when we pray, it's not our responsibility to make healing happen. Our job is to unexert ourselves, get rid of doubts, fears, and personal outlining, so we can witness what God is doing. We don't need to know how it works. We just need to have faith in God's law. My mother proved this when I was a small boy. I innocently put my hand on a red-hot burner on the stove. She immediately came to my rescue, removed my hand, and held me while she prayed. I don't know exactly how she prayed, but I know, as a Christian Scientist, she leaned on the truth about God to conquer her fears while she affirmed my innocence as God's spiritual child. That night, as she was bathing me, she remembered the incident. Looking at my hands, she couldn't tell which one had been burned. There was no trace of a burn. My mother couldn't heal a burn, but her acknowledgement of my perfection as God's reflection eliminated her fear, and in this way, she became a transparency for Divine Mind, who is always at work, showing us divine goodness and love. We can become transparencies for God's good thoughts. Then we too can follow Jesus in letting God be the healer.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.